Lord, let your word be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. Lord, hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Amen. Just kind of flipping around in scripture today. Sometimes I'll do that and kind of land where the Lord will just speak to me. And one of the first places I landed was in Ezekiel 36. I was talking about the new creation. I'd like to go back and be reminded of that, where the Lord talks about giving us a new spirit. I'll put a new spirit within you, give you a new heart, right? A heart that will know me. And then he says that I'll put a new heart, a new spirit, remove the heart of your stone and flesh. Just all the cool things he did at the cross. And I'll put my spirit and cause you to walk in my statutes. You'll be careful to observe all my ordinances. I thought that was a cool thing. That I was thinking, Lord, how can you be make us where we're, we will observe your ordinances, you know, kind of a, and you just start thinking about how the him living in us, the new creation. And it's almost like the Lord gave us his heart for him, a spirit to communicate with him. And he put us like in a wheelbarrow, you know, and pushes us around, right? And I thought that's pretty cool. What a good picture, right? That he calls us to walk in his statutes. He just kind of moves us that direction. So that's part about being in Christ, you know, that we are. One of the ways the enemy can fool us is when we start entertaining thoughts like, well, I don't really have a heart for God, you know. I really don't have the desire. Yes, you do. He put that in you, you know. He gave you a new heart, a new spirit. Actually, a heart, if you can think about it, you have a heart within you, and that heart beats for God. He put that in you. He put that spirit in you to know him. So, I mean, we've all thought that, right? Like, oh my gosh, I just don't think I have a heart like that person, or I don't have the desire. Yes, you do. That's a lie. And so once you just start believing truth like that, things can just change in a moment. Because the battle's always, we know that, it's in our mind. But this is not, then I flip to Isaiah 27. This is a great picture again of what the Lord did at the cross, starting in Isaiah 27:1, about the punishing the Leviathan, this fleeing serpent. You know, there's all kind of interpretations of that, and the Lord can use that, and you know, and deliverance and stuff, and talks about the dragon, you know. And interesting, because Revelation calls Satan the serpent of old, the dragon, right? And so I really believe that's what happened at the cross. This is just his defeat. He was punished at the cross. Scripture says in Colossians chapter 2 that he was even stripped of his power, you know, or stripped of his weapons. So when you take someone's weapons away from them, there's not much they can do it, right? You're sitting there armed and they're throwing rocks at you because they have, you know, their weapons are gone. So it's kind of a cool thing, but that's for another day. But if you want to go back and read it, it's just all the interesting things. But I really like verses 2 through 6 because it uses the analogy of the vineyard, you know, of John chapter 15, where he is a vine, we're the branches, the whole thing about being in union with him. And I really like that because it kind of, the Lord speaks to me visually and in pictures. So this is a picture here of being in Christ in our life, what it's like in him, like this vineyard or this garden where that's us, right? And where the Lord, his promise is that he waters it every moment and he guards it. You know, the whole thing in here is about God protecting it and guarding it, watching it every moment. That he is the, even Jesus said this about the Father, that he is the vine dresser, or he's the caretaker of this garden. And that's true, right? I mean, if God is the caretaker, then it's his responsibility to take care of the garden and take care of the vineyard, right? All he has to have with me is my permission. And so we went from there to the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon is just a great thing about, you know, if you want to see what just this beautiful imagery. I know Gail likes it because she's a poet. She loves reading some stuff. She's written recently, and that was a real good thing that our brother you posted. What is his name? Rusty. Yeah, really, that was really good. Yeah. So wow, there's a kind of a deep well there in Rusty. So that was awesome. But anyway, I was reading that as it reminded me of this. But And so it talks about different things about this garden, about, Jesus being, coming to this place and a place of our intimacy with him, and catching the foxes is one of them. It talks about that, watch the foxes. And it talks about, but I have taken care of my own vineyard. That's in chapter one. One of the first, revelations, we talked about that, is that I'm dark but lovely. And then what happens there in the first chapter is what happens to a lot of us as young and new believers. We get excited and we really take off running and just want to do all kind of stuff. But we don't realize the very first thing we need to do is develop intimacy with the Lord, right? And I love when I first came to this, to Christ, well, we weren't Christ the King. We were Church of the New Covenant back in 91. I came here in 91. And before that, I was pretty much, agreeing with the rest of Selma, thinking that this was this little crazy church here. You need to stay away from it, and I heard all kind of things, and they were a cult, and until I had a real encounter with the Holy Spirit, and then I became one of them, one of the crazies here. But one thing that when I got here, that they really emphasized is about, hey, you don't have to do anything. Just learn to enjoy your relationship and your walk with God, and just let that grow. And everywhere else I'd been, immediately when I showed up, I was doing something or putting, teaching this or doing a Sunday, which is okay. That's cool, right? But the thing that can happen is that's where the burnout comes, is that you don't take the time. So if you want to go back here and just look through that, we don't have time to do that. All just through the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, chapter 2, is again about catching the foxes for us. It's actually a prayer to Jesus to catch them. And then and I'll just do this, these last two right here, and we'll be through. One is in 7 and then 8. Chapter 8 is where this is union that we have. This is in 7:10, where I'm his and his desires for me. It says, "Come, my beloved, let us go out into the country. Let us spend the night in villages. Let us rise and go into the vineyards. Let's see where the vine has budded, and we'll see where the blossoms have opened, and where the pomegranates have bloomed there." And this is there. It's the Lord speaking to us. "I will give you my love." And let's just go to this place. And then 8 is, again, Solomon had a vineyard, Solomon being Jesus, in this place. And he entrusted the vineyard to caretakers. Each one was to bring 1,000 shekels of silver for its fruit. And then it says this, "My very own vineyard is at my disposal." So it's just kind of this two dual thing going on here, is this place of union with Christ. And I love that. It helps me that this place is this just beautiful vineyard, garden, whatever you want to look at, right? If you can think of it in your mind. And that's where that is my relationship with the Lord, where I have to spend time there. And he says, "Come, let's spend time here and let's see where you've grown. Let's see where all these things that are budding, that are blossoming, that are new life that's coming forth within you, And then in chapter 8, it talks about that, of being, again, caretakers, being the Lord, the Holy Spirit, being a caretaker. And part of the verse I didn't read to you in Isaiah 27 was about the Lord taking these thorns and thistles and then crushing them under his feet, right? Anything that can try to grow in there, that's not of him, he weeds it and takes care of it, But, and here's just a real simple word the Lord spoke to me, and it's out of chapter 8, that my vineyard is at my disposal. Right. It means that I can go there as much as I want to, and I can spend time as there as much as I want to. The Lord really spoke this word to me, is that we're in a time, and we've heard so many prophetic words about the time we're in. But this is a very important word, listen, is that it's time to care for your vineyard, your walk with God, and your own personal relationship with him is so important right now. Because all these things that, the year of the lion, the year of the roar, and all these things the Lord's going to do, and that's really cool. But I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss out on anything, because you can get so caught up into that we neglect the number one thing that we're called to do, and that's to be in his presence. Go to your vineyard, meet him there, right? Well, like one of my favorite, I love hymns, you know. The Lord uses these things. I've just memorized, you know, I didn't really walk with the Lord growing up, but I had to go to church, you know. Back in my day, you had to go, you know. So I had to go in Sunday mornings, Sunday night. I hated going Sunday nights because that's when Disney came on. You know, we were leaving the house and Disney. I never got to watch Disney on Sunday night because I loved, you know, the little Tinkerbell and the things going off, and we had to go to church. So I hated going to church on Sunday nights. But the Lord did a cool thing with that, is that the hymns that we sang are still here, and He'll bring them back all the time. Like, I had these words. I never even paid attention to the words, but one of my favorite hymns is In the Garden. Beautiful hymn. And I think a lot of people have made it like this funeral dirge and kind of ruined it. But it's a great here and now. Go back and, if you've never just paid attention to the words, go back and read it. You know, about coming to your garden. So it's talking about scripture right here. While the dew is on the roses and the voice you hear. I mean, it's just like you're walking, you're talking with Him. He's speaking to you. You're beloved. It's all about life, right? Not that, you know, funerals are, you're going into in fullness. You're like really entering into there. So that's okay. But I didn't like that song for years because it was done at funerals so much. I thought, ugh. But now it's just like one of my favorite. I just love the verses. And what's the second one? He speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing. Isn't that cool? Because in the Song of Solomon here, it says in 5:16 that His mouth is full of sweetness and He's wholly desirable. So it's taken just right out of Scripture. Great thing. So in this time, with this season we're moving in, it's going to be really important for us to track with the Lord and to your vineyard is at your own disposal. And like all of us, I heard this guy speaking the other day, and he's a real popular guy and written a lot of songs and a lot of Grammys for some of the songs he's written. And I really like the thing he said, really big church. And he said, you know, when people get up here, you always hear them just talking about all these things. They got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They did all this stuff and they're so spiritual. He said, I like when people get up there and tell me how unspiritual they've been, right? And how much they struggle like the rest of us do. That always encourages me, right? So the Lord was speaking this to me about my own vineyard and that I had been a little distracted. And the most important thing in life I can do right now is meet Him there. He's the caretaker of it, not me. I don't have to stress about that. I just get to meet Him there. And He'll show me what's blooming. But it's just going to be in that atmosphere as the Lord just does these things, because things are going to be happening so quickly that I need to be able to hear Him speaking to me, speaking to you, right? So your vineyard is at your disposal. That's cool to me. Meaning, get as much as you want, right? You can show up there as much as you want to at any time, right? Right now, you're sitting right there. You can go to your vineyard. It's where you and the Lord, you don't have to go. It's not like you go off to someplace, right? Or whatever. But that's what the Lord is just kind of calling us, that the time in the vineyard, because it's just important to hear what He's saying right now. But He wants to say a lot of cool things that are very intimate to you and to me, right? So my encouragement is He's calling you there. Yeah, in the garden. You can go sing that today. And